in the past. You know, we had a lot of messages that we were handling, but I don't think we ever said, "Hey, Charlie, we just received a priority from Laguna Niguel."
Yeah, but he wasn't functioning as a 25 or an 11. He was one of us. We didn't have a supervisor overseeing the whole thing.
Well, I think in reality, in our situation, he would be one of us, but he's still our supervisor. Also,
like on the fourth, he was out in the field for a couple of times.
Right, but I think what we have to build into our procedure would be whenever we get a priority or emergency, we say, "Heads up, Charlie, out in the field, we just got an emergency from Laguna Niguel," and he'd log it. Because he needs to know whether he should get in touch with Paul. And how else would he know whether or not to do his management role, his command role, unless we tell him?
That is the real thing. He wouldn't be out in the field, he'd be in the EOC.
True.
Well, that's true. But even in the EOC, he might be so preoccupied with a technical problem that he'd miss it. So the bottom line is we escalate. Priority or immediate or emergency, and then slide 98 is merely the dialogue for an immediate or priority message, and again, the first two bullets have to deal with command communication. The next two are getting the confirmation with logger. Slide 99, it just says, "Hey, we got to talk with each other." Well, I think we do a good job with that. Slide 100, would you believe? ICC position requirements, we got to practice to get smooth. And we're finally there, slide 101. Which I guess very advanced is, as Wayne has drilled into us over and over and over, is how we perform will be how we will be remembered and looked upon by the city and others. And with that ends the class.
Mm-hmm.